This is the morning program with Gareth Parker on 882 6PR.
Good morning, everyone. The economic support package announced by Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg yesterday has saved the country's bacon. It is unfathomably expensive, $130 billion. We will be paying for it for decades. But it doesn't matter. The alternative was 30-plus percent unemployment, an economy and lives and livelihoods obliterated. It would have been a new Great Depression, but worse. Now, yes, there will be pain and plenty of it, but there's hope. People aren't going to starve. People have got a fighting chance to get to the other side of this coronavirus crisis. And the critical thing is that employers will stay connected with their workers. We were facing a situation where millions of people were about to be thrown onto the dole queue through no fault of their own. And at the other side of the crisis, half of them wouldn't have been hired back. Now, under this package, the job is preserved and people are guaranteed a level of income that lets them exist. They can just go home, look after their kids, look after their elderly parents. They can hunker down and ride this out. You know that I speak with Christian Porter each week on this program, and for the past 2 weeks, I've asked him if the government could put together a package just like this to try and save the job, not just the income. He said it wasn't possible because you had to use the existing delivery mechanism of Centrelink. Now, the government have had a 180-degree about-face on that, and I think they need to be congratulated for it. This has been a fast-moving crisis, but they've sized it up and they've adapted. And I suspect, and I'm going to check this soon, that the discussions that Christian Porter has been having daily with the head of the ACTU, Sally McManus, and with former union leader and Labor MP Greg Combe, who Christian Porter appointed 10 days ago as a workplace advisor, I suspect that those discussions have been hugely influential in the government's thinking. If that's the case, credit where it's due. This crisis needs good ideas from everywhere. It needs everyone working together in the national interest. I hope that I haven't betrayed this too much to you on air, but for the past 4 weeks or so, I've been looking forward over the horizon each day with an increasing sense of dread. Yesterday, all of that changed. I really have hope now, and I really think that we're going to make it. Yes, there will be pain, lots of it, for a lot of people. Social distancing, the new and very different way that we are being asked to live, is a reality and it will remain a reality, will be with us for a long time. How long? Well, that is one of the questions I want to ask Premier Mark McGowan, who will join me in just a moment. I want to try and get a sense of the roadmap of what's ahead. But we need to do it and we need to keep doing it. It's saving lives. This is no time for complacency. In fact, we are just getting started. But there is now hope. And for me, that is pretty good. It sure beats the alternative.